Today, fresh flowers mark a Kalihi gravesite just off of School Street. It was on January 8, 1932 that Joseph Kaha'avai Jr. was murdered. He was one of five men accused of raping Thalia Massey, wife of a naval officer. Their trial resulted in a hung jury, but the story doesn't end there. Not long after that, Kaha'avai was kidnapped by Officer Thomas Massey and others and was shot dead. While the jury convicted them for killing Kaha'avai, they never served a day in jail. We pick up the story with cemetery historian Nanette Napoleon, who has a personal connection to this story of race and injustice.
My connection to this case goes back to my grandfather, who was Walter Napoleon, and he was a juror, one of the jurors on the, not the first trial, but the second trial, the murder case of Joseph Kaha'avai. And so I've known about this story since I was young. And because every January 8th, if the family was gathered for any reason or something, the adults would always talk about the case, especially my grandparents. They would, relive the case and pass the story down to what happened and Grandpa's role as a juror. So I grew up with that story, but I didn't pay it much attention until I was in my 30s and becoming a historian in Hawaii. And then the story took on another dimension for me. I realized how, for the first time, how important that case was in the history of Hawaii. And so I started doing my own research along the way, and I've read all the books written about the case and whatnot. So I've had a big interest in the story for many years.
And for listeners who don't know about the Massey case, Joseph was killed. He was kidnapped and killed at the hands of Officer Massey and his friends.
And his mother-in-law, Mrs. Fortescue.
But they never served any time in jail.
Yeah, they went to trial, and it was a big national, international case because not only did it involve alleged rape of a white officer's, naval officer's wife, but it also involved the fact that Mrs. Fortescue, the woman who was charged the men in the rape, her mother came over, Mrs. Fortescue was a wealthy person, and she brought out of retirement and hired Clarence Darrow, the nation's leading trial attorney. He came out and he defended the conspirators, the four of them, and the trial went on for many days, and then it went to the jury, and then my grandfather, along with 12 others, who were of a mixed race group, there was pure Caucasian people, there were and pure Japanese, and then some of the others who were mixed.
And your grandfather was part Hawaiian?
My grandfather was part Hawaiian, Japanese, Tahitian, Corsican. And when he listed all of his, the judge says, well, what does that make you? And my grandfather said, it makes me the League of Nations. And everybody laughs, and it became a famous quote for Grandpa. But, on the other side of that, Grandpa at the time was a butcher at Piggly Wiggly store, which was a big store in Hawaii at the time. And he was a butcher and part-time manager. And people would call the store and threaten to destroy the store, do vandalism at the store. If they didn't fire him, they cruised by his house in Punch Bowl and was shouting at, shouting about him and everything like that. So my family was really scared, about the whole thing.
And the trial resulted in the conviction of all the defendants.
That's right.
But explain the fact that they never served a single day in jail.
So the jury came back in a relatively short period of time, and they were convicted. And immediately after reading the conviction, the police came in, the Honolulu Police Department came in, took the defendants, convicted defendants, walked them, escorted them across the street. They walked them from Honolulu Hale and they to the state capitol, took them to the second floor, and they met the governor for an hour. There's a famous photo that shows them just smiling on the second floor balcony. And then the governor commuted their sentence. I think they got 10-year sentence. And the governor commuted it to 1 hour served at his office. And they booked him on the very next ship out of Honolulu. So within 2 or 3 days after the trial, they were gone. They were on their way to the United States.
And so this case really is about discrimination and injustice?
Yeah. And yeah, so, you know, the murder part about it is that first he was kidnapped from the front of the courthouse and then taken to Mrs. Fortescue's house, rented house in Manoa because she had come from the mainland, and they interrogated him, Kahawai. They were obsessed with having him confess.
Right.
And so they kept on prodding him, and he wouldn't cave in. And finally, Massey, he shot and killed him. And then they took a sheet or blanket or something, and they wrapped him up in that. They put him in Mrs. Fortescue's car, Tommy, his two shipmates, subordinates that helped him, and Mrs. Fortescue were in her touring car, driving out. They decided to dump the body. They had driven through Waikiki with Ka'avai's body in the back seat on the floor, and they get out to where Blowhole is around there, and they were going to dump his body. But luckily, an all-points bulletin went out about it, and so policemen were all over trying to track the car down, and an alert policeman in Kaimuki, they chased Fortescue's car. And so they finally caught up to them near Blowhole.
Okay.
And then the police went to the car, and they found the body on the floor. And Mrs. Fortescue's famous line is that she gets out of the car, she goes by and sits on a rock wall retainment thing, and listen, lights a cigarette, just like, and nothing happened here, folks, you know. Mm-hmm. And then she goes on later to say that was the best decision I ever made to kill that guy, to have that guy killed, you know.
Every anniversary now, you go to visit the gravesite, you put flowers there.
Yeah.
And you do it because you think that story ought to be remembered.
That's right. It's not just for me personally, because I have a family connection, but it's one of the most important of our stories in Hawaiian history. And I'm a Hawaiian historian. I know a lot of stories. But this one, to me, is the most compelling of all the stories like that. And that's what compels me to want to share this story whenever I can, because I want to keep the memory of the story alive.
Right. Well, thank you so much for sharing it on this anniversary.
Thank you for sharing it.
That was cemetery historian Nanette Napoleon talking about the anniversary of the murder of Joseph Kahawai Jr., a native Hawaiian killed by a naval officer 89 years ago today in a case where justice was never served.